today what we're going to do is we're going to continue bringing out what are the chidushim of the Mishnah, and we're also going to get involved a little bit in understanding how Rashi, what's Rashi coming to address, what's Rashi coming to teach us in each step of the way, and Be'ez Hashem, from there we'll be able to take it a little further and get involved in the chidushim that even some of the Gemara gets into in the Mishnah too. Okay, so let's begin. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, quick review. Yesterday we talked about six mitzvahs in the Chumash. Shir number Beis. Okay, six mitzvahs in the Chumash, which talk about chametz. What are the six mitzvahs that we saw in the Chumash, which were explained to us by the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs? They are, anybody?
Eating.
Is it Tarovas Chametz?
Erev.
Is there Achila Erev Pesach?
On Pesach.
Is there Achila on Pesach?
A mixture.
Tashbisu.
Right, a mixture, Tarovas, right? And Tashbisu, number six. Tashbisu. Those were the six.
Okay? Is there eating the thing?
What?
How is there eating the whole thing if there's like two salves of it?
Okay.
There's Isser eating on Pesach, Isser eating Erev Pesach, and Isser eating of Tarovas Chametz. Eating is divided into three, and we spoke yesterday that only one of the three actually has an Isser Kares. There is an Isser Kares for eating Chametz on Pesach, but before Pesach or Tarovas Chametz on Pesach, there's no Isser Chametz. That's what we spoke about yesterday. We learned it from the Rambam. The Rambam discussed it a little bit in Sefer Mitzvahs, and also in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, in the beginning of every set of halachas in the Rambam tells you what are the mitzvahs in that set of halachas. So one of the easy ways to find this would be to open up a Rambam Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, right? And then at the top, he tells you what are all of the mitzvahs that are discussed in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. And if you go through, you'll see that there's eight. We said six. There it is. Six for chametz, and two for matzah. Okay? And what, really, one for matzah and one for sipui tzimtzum, but two for the Leila Seder. So the Rambam has eight mitzvahs. These are the six regarding chametz, and that's what our Mishnah is discussing. That's what our first half of the Masecht is discussing. Let's go through the Mishnah again and just speak out some aris on the Mishnah. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday. Let's speak out aris. I want to hear if anybody has any kashas, any strange things that you notice in the Mishnah. Let me hear. Anybody has anything to offer? Something strange about the Mishnah?
Or.
What's strange about the word R?
It means light.
The word R means?
Light.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And not night. Right? So why is the Mishnah using the word R? If the word R means light, and we know, Shragi says, we know it means night. Okay? What?
It means night?
That's what Shragi said.
Why should I say that?
That's a good question.
That's what the Mishnah is, the Rambam says.
So the Rambam tells us that the word R means night, the Rambam says. So Shragi says, I'm taking the Rambam's word for it. The Rambam tells me the word R means night, even though, like Shai said, really the word R means light. And therefore, Zuck Shragi, I don't understand. Why would the Mishnah use a word R, which means light, to refer to Lila, which means night? Use the word Lila.
It's more a question on the Rambam than it is on the Mishnah.
So really it's a question on the Rambam's explanation of the Mishnah. Let's leave the Rambam on the side for a second. How would you read the Mishnah?
I'd say it means day.
Day. Or Larbasar means the day of the 14th.
Yeah, but then why would it need to say or the ner?
So that brings us to the second question. Second question is, why does the Mishnah need to tell me la or aner? If I'm checking it during the daytime, why do I need a candle?
That proves that it's daytime.
How does that prove it's daytime?
Because if it was night, it wouldn't have written anything. I would have used a candle anyway.
So I wouldn't say that proves it's daytime. What, the fact that you have to use a candle proves it's daytime?
I would say Manavshat, it's Shver. The fact that they had to write it.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine. We don't know the reason for it. You're right, because we don't know the reason for it. Fine.
You would say the other way too, right? Once I'm saying that, I don't know the reason, so by nighttime also. Yeah. Right? So now we have two kashas. Very good. Two kashas. Question number one. Really, three guys. Question number one is...
There's also the opposite way I'm saying.
What?
What was this question?
Since it says or over here, and then it says the or and ner,
yeah,
get through the fire, then obviously it means that it's talking about night.
Why?
Because it wouldn't have to write or and ner, because if it's day, you don't need to use
right. Light. Okay, so the question goes both ways. Right? It goes both ways. Well, the question is like this. Number one is, what does the word or mean? The Rambam tells us it means Laila, which is not really the literal translation of the word or. And therefore, I have a question. Why would the Mishnah write the word or and not Laila? That's question number one. Question number two. The Mishnah continues and tells me L'or Haner. So if the Rambam is correct, that the word or means Laila, so then why would the Mishnah need to tell me L'or Haner? L'chayre, it's totally unnecessary. Obviously, if it's dark and I can't see, I'm going to use a candle. Right? You don't need to teach me that. Mitzad Sheini, the flip side of this question is that if the word or really means day, light, so then also why is the Mishnah telling me L'or Haner? There's no reason to have a candle. I can see perfectly well just because of the light outside. So right? Really, these are a number of problems with the Mishnah. Yeah.
Like Menachem said yesterday, but we could technically use a torch or something else.
Oh, okay. So it must be it's teaching me that you can't use a torch. And why not?
A torch is not a flame.
What's wrong with a torch?
It's a flame.
Okay, this is a good discussion, which we're going to get back to. But let's see. You're saying that the teretz is...
Needs a flame.
You're saying the teretz is, there are different types. That's what you're saying. There's different types. Yeah, that's the chiddush.
Really, there's two demons in the Mishnah.
I'm here to be a candle.
Okay, Bezeta, but you're giving an answer to the question. You're trying to guess what the answer to the question would be. Like Menachem was saying, you're trying to guess the answer, what would we say would the answer be? Good question. I mean, good point. Maybe it's true. Maybe Shalom is correct. That really, Ner just means a flame. We have to be Mavar of that.
Okay, so two demons in the Mishnah. I got it.
Okay, so far we have a number of auras. Yeah. Anybody else? Any other questions in the Mishnah? Any other problems in the Mishnah?
Yeah. What's the point? First of all, I don't think I've ever seen a question in the Mishnah, but also, what's the point of the whole question and answer? We just said before, a place where Chometz goes, I have to check. A place where Chometz doesn't go, I won't check.
Mm-hmm.
So why? What am I learning from this question and answer that I wouldn't have known before?
Beautiful. Very good. Right? Once I have the klal, so just work with the klal. Why do I need to have a further discussion of the martev? Right? Very good. Excellent. Yeah?
All right.
That was
good. Why doesn't it say in the positive? A place where there is coming.
Very good. Nice. Shai, that's what you were going to ask?
Definitely not.
Okay, what were you going to say?
Joseph, repeat the question.
It says, in places you don't enter with chametz, you don't need to check. Why doesn't it say a place you do enter with chametz, you need to check?
Right, very good.
Who cares? Why should it be the other way?
Why should it be positive?
It's extra words.
First of all, it's extra words. And also, Lamaisa isn't much more of a normal way of speech. You need to check here, here, and here. Right?
We don't bring chametz.
Don't need to check. That's how you tell somebody. I want to tell you about that you have to check your house for Pesach. I want to tell you you have to check your house for Pesach. You don't have to check here and here and here. Why don't you start off the other way? Tell you have to check your house for Pesach. You have to check all of the rooms where you bring your chametz. No? What are you saying, Shai? Yeah?
That's just a weird
lashon. Very strange lashon. 100%. This Mishnah is mamish, mole questions, full of questions over here. Right. So let's try to see if maybe Rashi helps out a little bit in uncovering some of the answers. Zog Rashi or lar basar garsinon. Rashi says. Or lar basar garsinon. Very interesting Rashi. Very short Rashi. Doesn't really say very much. But he tells us that the girsa is or li arba asar. Was there another option?
Yes.
What was the other option?
There are two other options.
Oh, two other options. Yeah, what are you saying?
Li or yodalad or yodalad.
Very good. Right? And maybe I want to throw out a fourth option, really. No. Right? Total four. A third option that Rashi maybe was left. Okay. Just leave out the word or. But could the Mishnah just write Bar Basar? That's what the word R means, doesn't it? The word R means light, means day. So do Bar Basar.
Okay, but we're learning or night.
Would mean you can do it at night also.
Okay, good. So do it at night.
Okay, but we're learning or means night.
Using the word
one of the problems. We want Kleisel to do it all at the same time.
Do it every day. What's the problem? Bar Bosser, when does Pesach start? Which date of Nisan? Does anybody know? Tezvav. Tezvav during the day or during the night?
Night.
Why? Because the Tezvav starts at night, right? So Bar Bosser, do it at night.
We want
the night of Bar Bosser.
We want all the Klai Yisrael to do it together. So if we didn't write, let's say, or means, not really means Laila, but let's say, if we didn't say one, let's say or, then I guess people would be doing it at night and day, and I think that we want the Klai Yisrael to do it together.
Why do we want Klai Yisrael to do it together?
Achdus.
Does everybody take Lulav at the same time also? How about put on Tefillin at the same time?
Around the same time.
It's also going to be around the same time.
What?
You said around the same time.
No, Dane.
Okay, so this is going to be right.
No, a little bit. Whatever. I'm not going
to get it. Supposed to do Vasikin. All of us were just doing one.
So far as space,
I don't know. It sounds interesting here.
Where I got that from?
One at a time. Yeah.
Where I got that from was in the Mishnah or Rambam.
Yeah.
At the end, it says that whatever the second reason why we do it at night,
right?
Because that's when everyone is.
People are around in their homes.
Right. So
it's convenient. It makes sense, right? That way, people are going to actually do it because they're there.
Okay, I learned that as a we want to do the same thing, but okay.
Shaggy's getting to you. It's making you say over Chassidus Shatter over here.
No, I just get up in the Rambam.
What are you saying? Somebody, yeah.
I was going to say, we're busy trying to change the gears of or the Arba Usa.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone want to change the word or to Lila?
Oh! Very good. We should change the word or to Lila. Maybe that's what Rashi means. When Rashi says or Arba Usa, or Zinon, right? So we have the Maram that Ari quoted that is Kamala Fuke from. Li'or Arbazar or Arbazar, right? We had another option. Maybe it should just say Be'arbazar. Zog Shai. Maybe it should say Laila or Le'al Arbazar. Maybe that's where Rashi's coming up, Fouquet.
I mean, Arbazar wouldn't win.
No way.
No.
I like
Chaz.
I'm going to say it out loud anyway, even though Ari says no. But the Prima Gadim in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Lamed Aleph says this Pshat. Unbelievable. Okay, we're gonna talk about that. There's a chef.
Just Arba Asa.
Prima Gadim, one of the Gedolei
HaPoskim.
Okay, so we have numerous options over here. What is Rashi coming up with? We're gonna discuss a little bit further why it is important to say Arba Asa Davka as opposed to any of the other options. Let's speak it out. Okay, first of all, the Maram told us we have a number of other possibilities. Or Arbasar or Li or Arbasar. What's the difference if you say this way or that way? The Maram doesn't say. The Ran gets involved in the back of the Gemara. The Dapi Arifi gets involved in the back of the Gemara. And even furthermore, in the Chidushi Aran, which we didn't see during Seder, but maybe we'll have a chance at some point review it. In the Chidushi Aran, it's written by the same person, but he wrote it a little bit of a different style. In the Chidushi Aran, it's also in the Kaivitz. There he explains that Rashi holds that it needs to say Orl Arbasar as opposed to Li or Arbasar. Why? Because if it would say Li or Arbasar, then you would think, you know when it is?
Yudalad.
It's the night after Yudalad, meaning the end of Yudalad. Yudalad during the daytime, it goes into the nighttime. That's already, the following day is ready to Tezvav. So that's what you would think. If it would say Li or Arbasar,
we think what?
That's what you would think.
Meaning
you would think that it's the night after Yudalad.
Meaning B'dik on Seder night.
Meaning Seder night, exactly. B'dik by Seder night. That's what you would think. Li'or. Li'or Arbasar. That's
until then, I would think before that.
No, the mashmos of the words Li'or Arbasar means?
It's like leading in.
The night following Yudalad.
To the night of the Yudalad. Yeah, up until. To the night of the Yudalad.
Right. Going into the night of Yudalad, exactly. In other words, let's realize that there's a very strange phenomenon in the Jewish calendar. Okay, most people, let's make believe that this is a timeline over here. Most people, they wake up in the morning, right? And then they go to sleep at night. So today is Thursday. So they wake up at Thursday in the morning and they go to sleep at night, Thursday night, right? That's how we talk about it. But in the Jewish calendar, in the morning, it's Yud Gimel, or let's go with, right, with, Yud Gimel, yeah? In the morning, it's Yud Gimel, and by the time the night comes already, it's Yudalad.
So we go to sleep in the morning.
So what's going on? How does this work? If I want to talk about the night of Yudalad, so what's the night of Yudalad? So maybe, I mean, this day, or the night of Yud Gimel, this day is Yud Gimel, the night of the day is here. Isn't that the night of the day? But in the Jewish calendar, in the date, it's really the night before. So there's an interesting thing happening over here. So when the word, Zok to Rashi, when the word says, or, lit arbasar, so it's the R going into the 14th.
We're saying it's day or night. Or is day or night?
Is night. For now we're going to say night. That's the maskana of the Gemara.
What's the 13th day?
The maskana of the Gemara is, like the Rambam tells us, that the word R is referring to the night. We're going to talk more about it soon, why that is. And the question of why did he use the word R if really means night. But that's the maskana of the Gemara. On that Gimel. Okay? So, R, the night, Le'arbasar, going into the 14th. Okay, that's R Le'arbasar. Zok Rashi, the Girsa needs to be, I'm working now within the world of the Ran and the Maram and the Sefer HaMichtam. The Girsa needs to be R Le'arbasar instead of, as opposed to, Le'arbasar. Why? Because R Le'arbasar means the night going into the 14th. R Le'arbasar. Yeah? Fine. What about Li'or Arbasar? So Li'or Arbasar means I'm on the Arbasar, and I'm going Li'or of the Arbasar, which is the night of the day of the 14th. That's this point in time. Right? Which is already the 15th in the calendar.
Day of the 14th?
Yeah. Li'or Arbasar.
What does Li mean?
Li means going to. Or, yeah, going to.
So wouldn't it be the 13th day? Or until the night of the 14th?
No. Or, Li Arbasar.
Oh, that's ours.
Is the R which is going into the 14th.
Yeah, that'd be the 13th. That'd be the
13th at night.
13th night.
Which is really the Yudalit already.
Okay, but right? Li Or Arbasar.
Li Or Arbasar is the 14th. Li Or, going into the night. Which is during the daytime, Lor.
You're right? Putting a comma between Lor and Arbasar.
That's what you do when you start up with Lor. That's how to read it. That's what Rashi says.
I would have said the 13th, Lor Arbasar, until the night of the 14th. So that means the 13th. The 13th day. Until the night the 14th comes.
Lor?
Yeah.
Arbasar. So, what?
Lor Arbasar, until the night of the 14th. So you have the whole 13th day to do it.
Okay, Lamaisa, Rashi says that this is the mashmos, if you say it this way or if you say it that way. You say Li'or Arbasar, it's the way I explained, that it's Arbasar going into the night. Li'or Arbasar, to the night of the Arbasar. Right? I guess that's how you would say it in English. Li'or Arbasar, to the night of the Arbasar. Okay. Or Li'or Arbasar is the night going into the Arbasar.
14th day.
Okay? That's how Rashi sets it up, and that's why we need Dafka this Girsa. Now, the Chiddush Ran brings that the Re argues on this, and the Re says, that's impossible.
Who brings it?
What?
Who?
The Chiddush Ran quotes from the Re. He says it's impossible for such a thing. Let's think about this. Imagine the Mishnah would say, Li'or Arbasar. So what would you think? Ah, it means the night, to the night of the 14th, right? To the night of the 14th, which means the 14th to the night of it. Yeah? But that's already Leil HaSeder. It's already Pesach. It's already Asur to have Chametz. It's not Shaykh to say that that's when you should do Bedika. That's when you should do Bedika after it's already Asur. So it must be, based on the context, it must be that it would also mean the night before the 14th, over here. And therefore, Zakhtari, it really makes no difference what the Girsa would be. We'd be able to figure out from the context that this is what it means to say. It means this. The night preceding the day of the 14th, not the night time of the 14th. Right? Because otherwise, the chametz is already aser. So the Ri comes away and says, there's no difference in what it says in the Mishnah. It could say Or L'Arba Asar. It could say Or Arba Asar. It could say Le'Or Arba Asar. All of the Girsos are okay, according to the Ri. Rashi says no. Now, our Ran in the back, which approach does the Ran in the back take?
The
Ri. The Ri, right? The Ran in the back goes with the Ri, not like Rashi. Okay? Yeah.
If the reason why the Ran says that we can't check, what it means, like, the night after the 14th is because the Iver is, might be Iver Mitzia.
Yeah, you ready? Yeah, it's ready Yisro Chametz. That's right. It's ready Yisro Chametz. So it has to be. The context proves to us that it has to be that way.
Well, why can't we write just plain or Arba Asar?
According to Rashi?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. According to Rashi, this is actually a question which we have a Tzarchian on the Ma'aram. The Ma'aram sets up in Rashi that Rashi is also coming to exclude, he's also coming Lafuke from the Lashon of or Arba Asar. Right? You notice that in the Ma'aram. 1 second, Jack. Right? He's also coming Lafuke from that Lashon. If you look in the Ran, and it's Mefurish that way in the Sefer HaMichtam, B'Shem Rashi also, that Rashi's actually masking. If it would say Or Arbasar, that would be okay. His problem is only with the Li'or. That's the problem. So it's a little bit of a question on the Ma'aram. A little bit of a question. Why does Ma'aram have a problem with Or Arbasar also? But Lamaisa, in the Sefer HaMichtam and in the Chiddush Ran, it's Mavur, not like the Ma'aram. Rashi would be okay with Or Arba Asar also. And that means that when you look at the Rashi here, Rashi says, Or Li Arba Asar Garsinan. All he means is, according to this pshat, all he means is that the Lamid needs to be by the Li Arba Asar and not on the Or. Not Li Or. That's what Rashi means to say. Okay. Or Li Arba Asar Garsinan means it has to be the word Or and not Li Or. Could it be Or Arba Asar? Yeah, it could. What was the question?
I was going to say on the Maram, it makes sense why you can't, why we have to exclude it, because we're going on with the Lamed tells us which way to go, meaning which day it is going to be. If there's no Lamed there, which way are you supposed to lean to?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to use the Lamed to tell you to go the night of the 14th or the whatever day it's going to be,
right,
you need the Lamed to tell you. So we have the Lamed there, which way are you supposed to go to?
You just be open-ended, you're saying?
You're open-ended. You
okay, but we can figure it out from the context, well, like the Ron says.
Okay, so why can't you figure out from the context before?
Why would it be open?
No, for sure. 1 second. For sure, if there's no Lamed telling you, you're saying that the Lamed tells you how to understand it. The Lamed in Li'or tells you that it's the 14th at night, right?
Right.
And the Li'or Basar is telling you the night going into the 14th, right? That's what the Lamed does. So if you have no Lamed, so then it's mamish open-ended, right? That's what you're saying in the Ma'aram. So I'm just saying, if that's true, so then for sure you should be able to use the context to be able to clarify what it means. If it means the opposite of the context, that's a problem. That's a problem. I'm not going to write something in the Mishnah which means the opposite of the context. That would be like writing the word or, which means light, and really I mean night, darkness. That's crazy. I wouldn't do that, right? But Lemaisa, what's happening over here is I'm writing or Arbazar. It's open-ended. That's okay. I'll use the context to figure it out. That's what the Ran and the Sefer Michtam are saying in Rashi. That would be okay. Right? Yeah? Did I answer your question also? Good. Okay. Yeah.
But it's true that through context and through general knowledge, or I guess learning Gemara, or learning whatever, you're going to imply this, oh, it must be not talking about Tesfav.
Okay.
But it comes in the words itself.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't necessarily imply that.
And okay, so
let's say that I'm Aris will learn it. Then.
Yeah, okay, that gets into another Nekuda, which is brought up in the Chiddush Ran, which I didn't want to get into. The Ri and the Rashi, Baruch Hashem, they Bekiyim and Shas, and they bring a number of Makairis where we find the word or, if it means the night before or it means the following night. That would get into that discussion. You're right, Anachanami. It could be also just Minei Bey from this. I was just talking about the second Rai that they discuss, because that's easier for us to handle. But you're right. It also has to do with what the etzim words mean. Okay. So this is as far as the Rishonim's approach in explanation of Rashi or Larbos or Garsino. We also have Shai's approach, which is Gishmaka Ara. Very beautiful Ara. Maybe Rashi wants to say that it says the word or Lar Basar Garsinan, Mitzad, this point of the Rambam. That it says the word Or and not the word Laila. Leil al Basar. The Rambam told us that it says the word Or and not Leil. As the Rambam told us, right? How did the Rambam know that? The Gemara. The word Or means light. The Gemara says night. Okay? So Dr. Ashi, we need the word R. It has to be the word R. Not Lila. Why? What did the Rambam tell us? Why Dafka the word R and not Lila? Yeah, anybody have that? The Rambam?
Yeah, because...
Why Dafka the word R and not Lila?
Because we want to start off on a light...
Positive.
I'd say a positive, yeah, on a positive. Yeah,
on a positive. We want to start off the Sefer on a positive. And if we talk about Lila, so it's not going to be positive. Lila is dark. It's not positive.
What's negative about Lila?
Yeah.
Right? Right?
I'm
just saying the whole reason behind why they say Or, don't they say that Or is like a blind person's way of saying it in the Gemara? That's also
Lashon Sagi Nahar. A way to refer to a blind person is by saying that he has a lot of light. In other words, right? Somebody who sees, he's getting light coming into his eyeballs. That's how he's able to see the images. Right? Somebody who's blind, so he's not able to see the images. It's saginar. It's the opposite of what a person.
Who says Lila's negative?
Of what a person really is.
Right, that's not such a happy thing to say, though. I'm just saying, you're talking about a blind person. How rough his life is that he can't see anything.
No, we're not talking about a blind person. We're just using this concept of a euphemism. We're using this concept.
That's what Gemara justifies for to say that to use the word or.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that's still a dark way to say.
No, it's not a dark way. It's a nice way of speech. It's a euphemism. It's a nice way to talk.
No, but by saying that's the nice way of saying it, it's putting that Lila.
No. Oh, yeah. So.
It's putting, it's back making
up.
It seem
back
like
up. Yeah, Dershowitz, you need move forward. Nice.
Also, didn't we say it's positive that Lila, or no, whatever, no, darkness is a creation in of itself. Sorry, yeah.
So who said,
sorry to bring that topic. Sorry to bring that up, right?
So who says it's a bad thing, you're saying? Who says it's a bad thing? That's Shalom's question. And Tully's question.
Is that just a bad thing? It's
who says
so
Lila is a bad thing?
That we had to write the opposite.
Yeah, and confuse the whole world and make a whole Gemara.
Writing Lila would have been such a bad thing that we decided we were forced to write Or instead of Lila.
Very strange.
The total opposite.
There's a lot of
very strange. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says later on, I'll read it to you. The Gemara says later on, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks the question. Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. If you want, everybody can turn to Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay? It's about 10 lines. It's like smack in the middle of the wide lines. 10 lines down, Baruch. The Gemara says like this. Okay? It says, Ela Bein Rav Huna, Bein Rav Yehuda, the Kuli Alma Or Urtahu. You see that smack in the middle? Over there of the wide lines. Both according to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, everybody agrees that the word R is referring to the nighttime. Velo pligi, and there's no machlokas. Ma'aki asrei, u'ma'aki asrei. Each one, when they explained the word R earlier in the Gemara on the Basman Aleph, they were just going according to where they were from. Ba'asrei de Rav Huna karunagi. In the place of Rav Huna, they refer to nighttime as nagi, as a place, as a time of a lot of light. Right, like Elazar Zaginar. Ubasved Rabbi Yehuda Karu Leili, and in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, they refer to nighttime as Lila. So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, "Betana Didon, my time alok Tani Leili." Why did our Tana not refer to it with the word Leili? Right, our Tana would be very clear. Teretz is Lishnam Al Yehudinokat. It wants to use a very positive, a better lashin. Could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said one time, or maybe many times, Lo olam al yotzi adam davar mugunim mipiv. A person should never let something not nice, something dirty, leave his mouth. Sheharei okam akosuv shmoin oizi ois. The Torah went out of its way and said 8 extra letters. Velo yotzi davar mugunim mipiv. In order to avoid saying something not clean. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, by the teva, mina behema atoiro, mina behema asher, einena tohiro. From the, you should bring from the behema which is tar, and you should also bring from the behema which is not tar. It doesn't say which is tame, it says which is not tar. So it said 8 extra letters in order to say which is not tar. So you see from here, Tzak de Gemara, that there's an inyan to speak in a very clean way, even if it takes extra effort. That's what the pshat of the Mishnah is. Mishnah does the same thing.
Next line it says Laila.
Say again?
Next line it says Laila.
Oh, Rapapa Omar. Rapapa says that the Torah sometimes said 9 extra letters. Shenemar, like it says in Pasuk. Doesn't say Tame, it says Lo Yeh Tohar Mikre Laila. Zog Menachem. Yes, there's extra letters here, but it says the word Laila. What's going on? Shver. Shver. Is the word Laila something to stay away from, or is it not something to stay away from? What in the world is Pshat in this Rambam? What's Pshat in this Gemara? What's going on here? Is Laila such a dirty thing? Such a bad thing to say? If you're medayik the words of the Rambam, let's read the words of the Rambam together.
This is the Nerubi, like Yofa.
What does the Rambam say?
He's saying enhance the mitzvah also.
Before that, what does the Rambam say? I mean, before we talk about that. What does the Rambam say when he's talking about, when he's giving this pshat? What does the Rambam say? Does the Rambam just say simply that we don't want to say the word Laila because it's a dirty word? Is that what the Rambam says? What? We have to answer Menachem's kasha. It's obvious kasha. The Chumash says the word Laila.
We didn't read it.
Right? Let's find the Rambam. What does the Rambam say?
Doing
yeah. Oh yeah, I'm here. Okay. It says Nikra Laila R. The word the nighttime is being referred to with the word R. Like we find many things are referred to with the opposite word. The kivin bazen and intended with this. Yeah? Did everybody found it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's usually after the Marashah. Kivin bazen. Intended with this. Now what? Kedila daber belishna ma'alya. In order to speak in a positive and elevated lashin. Veloy tia psichas hasefer b'shem heder min adarim. Return alaymer lailo or choshech really is what it's supposed to say. Right? In other girsos it says return alaymer choshech. You know that the Torah shouldn't be referring to the beginning of the Sefer. Let's be medayik the words. Mm-hmm. In order that what? Veloy tie psichas a Sefer. That the beginning of the Sefer, the opening of the Sefer, shouldn't be using the term which refers to a lack.
Lack of light?
Lack of light. A lack of something. Uh-uh. Right? What is this? Okay, hold on for a second, please. Yeah? What does the Rambam say over here? The Rambam doesn't just say the word Laila is a dirty word. He adds an extra word over here. What does he say? He adds an extra word. Totally, can you see? He adds an extra word. He says, Psichas HaSefer. Why does the Rambam write Psichas HaSefer? The beginning of a Sefer. Do we care? Is that a factor over here? Is that a factor? The Teretz says yes. Other Rishonim say this also, the Baal Amar on the Gimel Amud Aleph, the Baal Amar in the back of the Gemara. The Ran brings down also on the Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a pasuk, it says, Pesach Devarecha, Pesach Devarecha, Yair. When you start talking, the beginning of what you say should be something which is positive, should be something which is enlightening, something which is illuminating. The beginning, it's a special halacha in the beginning. It says the word Laila in Chumash. It says the word Choshech in Chumash. It says these things. The word Laila is not a dirty word, and the word Choshech is not a dirty word. It's not a Dover Mekune, but it's not something which is illuminating. And potentially, in Meforesh in this Rambam, that maybe Choshech is just a lack of light. It's not even a positive, independent Bria. It's just a lack of light. But that's for another time, right? Choshech is not illuminating. Choshech is darkness. When you start off a Sefer, Zok the Rambam, it should be starting off with something illuminating, with something positive. That's the pshat over here in the Rambam. What are you saying?
If you're saying also that the night itself, the darkness is light, without darkness you're not going to have light either. It goes the opposite. It's not that light, darkness is a lack of light. But without darkness, you won't even have light.
That's very deep. The darkness contributes to the power of the light, which the Netziv speaks out, that a candle burns brighter at night
Hanukkah
than during the day. It's an unbelievable point. Okay, yeah, what are you saying?
Even with this
idea of the Rambam where night's not the proper way to start from the Sefer.
Yeah.
You could still use other words besides or.
What are you going to use?
After the day, or later on during the day, or you can say
okay,
something like
that. So you're saying still the word or is not 100% Gishmak. Okay, so let's take it a step further. Okay? Right now we have the Pshat of the Rambam and the Baal Amar. It's not simply that Laila Choshech is a dirty word. But now we're getting a little bit smarter. What they mean is that when you're starting a Sefer, it should be illuminating. You should use the terminology that's illuminating. Yeah, you should use something which is a more positive in the beginning of a Sefer, especially in the beginning. Come shy, but still I'm saying, Lamaisa, or let's... he's not happy. The Ravid in the back of the Gemara in his Asaga on the Baal Amar says not only that, but he says, wait a second, we find the word or instead of the word Laila, even when it's not the beginning of a Sefer. So, that also needs beer. You can't just say, because the beginning of a Sefer. What about all the places where it's not the beginning of the Sefer?
Same thing applies.
What's going on?
Everything definitely needs to start off nicely.
No, but here, where I wanted to use the word Laila or Choshech, so there, I'm confronted with this problem. Because I'm using a word which is a header, which is a lack of something. So there, we want to look for something else. Right? So this is Tzarech Bir. Zog the Ravid, I don't understand. This is insufficient. The word R comes up all over the place in place of night. Zog the Ravid, you ready for this?
Question.
The Ravid says, correct. The word R comes up all over the place. The word Laila comes up all over the place. How is there a decision made? Sometimes use this word, sometimes use that word. How do we decide? Why sometimes Laila, sometimes R? Why? What's the pshat? It's like the Ravid, the pshat is... You know why I use the word R? Because it's trying to tell you, don't stop, do it at night. Do it at a time of night when there is still light outside. That's why I use the word R. If it would just say Laila, then what would I think? The whole night. Anytime at night. Zog the Ravid, that's why it doesn't say Laila. Because we want you to do it at a time when there's still light outside.
Why do you need the Ner?
Why do you need the Ner?
Why
well, how much light is there outside? What time are we talking about according to the Ravid? What time of day is he talking about? Does he mean broad daylight? Is that what he means? No. The word R does mean nighttime. It means night. But do it at the time of night when there's still light. When is there still light at time? When it's nighttime? How could that be? So it's got to be the beginning, right? At some point exactly what the beginning is. It's a machlokas between the paiskim, if it means after shkia during Ben HaShemash is before tzeis, or if it means davka after tzeis right in the beginning, right? Big discussion, the Magen Avraham, the Chak Yaakov in Siman Tav Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, very big shaila. Is it on Yudalit? It has to be the night of Yudalit, which means after Tzeis, or it has to be Davka before Tzeis because you need R. Davka before Tzeis. Big machlokas. Mishabrua Paskins. Right after Tzeis. That's the Pesach of Mishabrua. Tzeis, but after Tzeis. Why? Because you need R. And it has to be at a time when there's light. That's why the Mishnah wrote the word R.
It has nothing to do with opening nicely.
Right. According to the Ravid, it has nothing to do with that. And getting back to Shai's Pshat in Rashi, or Lar Basar Garsinon, maybe that's what Rashi wants with the word or Dafka as opposed to the word Laila. Could be he wants like the Rambam, could be he wants like the Ravid, that he means Dafka, the beginning of the night, when there's still art outside. A number of different possibilities. Right, all of this in Pshat of Rashi or Larbos or Garcina. What are you saying, Joseph?
Why would you say at nighttime when there's still a little bit of light?
That's how you say that.
Just by saying light?
By saying the word R. Yeah.
That just sounds
R like means light. Well, we know it's not mamish light, right? R means, and we're talking about now, it means the nighttime, right? After the Gemara goes through a whole Shach Vataya, whole Amud and a half, plat and a half, I mean, what it shows, really everybody agrees. The word R means nighttime over here, right? Or Larbazar means the nighttime. But which part of the night? Zok the Rabbi, it needs to be the beginning of the night when there's still light outside. Yeah? So far, so good? Okay. Okay, let's go to the next Nikuda. This is Halacha L'maaseh, by the way, the Mishabura Paskins, it needs to be after taste, the beginning. There's a discussion amongst the Paiskim. If a person says bracha before taste, it could be a shayla of bracha levatala. Bracha b'dikas chametz, before taste. It's got to wait till after taste. Okay. That's how the Mishabura comes out. Let's go to the next Nikuda. That's the first Rashi. Let's go to the next Rashi. Zug the next Rashi. Le'or haner. By the way, before we leave this topic, it's just so kedai to mention. I mean, look at what a big deal the Gemara is talking about. Look at this whole huge discussion. It's potentially even misleading. Why? Just for the sake of what? Of speaking in a specific way.
According to the Rambam.
It's important. According to the Rambam, right? And according to the Rabbi, the other pshat, but the Gemara says this idea of what's it called? Of Lishna Malya. A person should be careful of how he speaks. You know, the way we speak is very important. And a person should try to pay attention. Even if it takes a little extra effort, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Kadosh Baruch Hu took extra effort to try to speak nicely. Okay, Zug the next Rashi, Laura Ner. Zug Rashi, B'Gemara Mefarash Taima. Yeah, did anybody have a pshat? What's pshat in this Rashi over here? B'Gemara Mefarash Taima? Why does Rashi speak up over here? What's the Nakuda?
I think he's saying what we were what Fish was asking, what I was also asking yesterday, is that he's saying or Ner is saying, why do we need the or Ner? If you're saying or means night.
Right.
Why do we need to know that it's going to be at
L'chayre, it's totally unnecessary. It's Mamish Pashit. Exactly. So Rashi was aware, he was sensitive to the fact that we're going to be bothered by the Kasha. Why does it say Lara Ner in the first place? Teretz is, says Rashi, I know you're going to ask the Kasha. Don't worry, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Okay? Boitkin, says Rashi, what's the Pshat? Rashi clearly is bothered with why is there a Din Bedika? Right? We spoke about the six mitzvahs about Chametz in the Parsha, in the Chumash. Are any of them a mitzvah of Bedika?
No.
None of them are mitzvah bedika. So where did this mitzvah bedika come from? What's mechayiv the din bedika? Says Rashi, shlo yavra alav bebal yura bal yimatzeh. It comes from those dinim doraisa of bal yura bal yimatzeh.
What do you say about tashbisu?
Okay, so we asked last time a question. Maybe it should come from tashbisu. It's a question which Bli Neder we're going to get to hopefully on Sunday. I hope Bez Hashem. Bli Neder, and we also asked a question. Does this mean that it's Doraisa or is it Durabanan? That's something which we need to also investigate further.
It also could be the op, not could be we shouldn't have Baitkin because of Tashvisa, because if you're nullifying it anyways, then why are you getting insurance?
Oh, okay, good. Excellent. We can talk about that also more. Okay?
How would it be
Doraisa?
Yeah, we
clearly. Rashi says it comes from Sukkim Doraisa.
Which is a Durabanan, if it's coming from Sukkim. It's not from the actual parts, I guess. Because the possible being careful.
Okay, good. What you're saying is good. We're going to talk about it more. Be'ez Hashem li neder. What you're saying is very good. Okay? Ubameh amru, likaman b'matzitzah, Rashi tells us where that is. Shtei shurais. And here Rashi gets into a lengthy discussion, also to address the question, like you said. A question, how do you read these words of the Mishnah b'chlal? The Mishnah is hard to read. And also the other question, if the Mishnah gave us this klal, or makom she'in mechnizim bochametz, so then why does it need to continue and give us this whole extra explanation? And in addition, Joseph has the kasha. I don't understand. If it's Makom Shemachnizim Bochametz, so wouldn't it have been better to write Makom Shemachnizim Bochametz? All of these questions are addressed in this next big Rashi over here. Okay? Did you guys see how this Rashi addresses all these questions? You guys picked up on that?
I didn't see our answer, Joseph.
Okay, so let's speak it out very quickly. Yeah? Unfortunately, we're what's it called? We're running a little bit behind, but we'll speak it out very quickly. Okay, we'll speak it out very bekitzer. How does Rashi tell us to read these words? What does Rashi say? You read it like this. Uvameh amru, meaning this that we say to check in the Marteif, Beis Shuros, Bemarteif, why would they say that? what type of martev would they be talking about to say that? Because at the end of the day, makom shemir nichnisim bo chametz ain't tzarich bedika. And since you're not bringing in chametz into a martev, l'chayre it should be not necessary to bring in to be baidik over there. Zok the Mishnah. The answer is b'martev makom shemir nichnisim bo chametz. It's talking about a martev that they do bring in chametz. Now, what martif do you bring in chametz, and what martif do you not bring in chametz? There's two types of martif, the Rashi says. Right? Rashi says, b'martif shemachnizim bo chametz. We're talking about a martif shemachnizim bo chametz. What type of martif are we machnizim bo chametz? Says Rashi, kigoyin martif shemistavik minu yayin l'shulchano. There's two types of martif. One type of martif is we use for storage, and then there's another type of martif that you use for quick access. That's the one that you go and bring. It's like your refrigerator or your pantry. That's one that you bring for the middle of the meal, right? That martef is a martef shemachnizim bo chametz. The other martef, which is for storage, that you don't bring in the middle of the meal, that one is a machnizim bo chametz. But the other one that is used for the middle of the meal, that's machnizim bo chametz. Right? That's what Rashi says. Now, how does Rashi say it's machnizim bo chametz? Where does he say you bring in chametz in there? Yeah, no? What are you guys talking about that? Does Rashi say that you bring in chametz into this martef? Into the pantry martef? Let's call it the pantry martef.
No.
Does he say you bring in chametz to the pantry martef?
He has the bread in his hand.
He has the bread in his hand. When does he have the bread in his hand? What does Rashi say? While he's pouring. Right? He's a waiter. While he's pouring, he's holding his water, or he's holding his bread. Yeah? Right? He's holding. Yeah? And he's pouring, right?
He never said he brought it in.
It doesn't say that Rashi doesn't say he brings it in.
No, it's potential.
So it's, oh, potentially brings it in. He potentially brings it in. That's the significance over here. Why is it important to speak this out? Because really it's not so clear. If the Mishnah would just say, klal, machnizim bo chametz, machnizim bo chametz. So now what happens if I have a situation where I don't really know, did the guy bring in chametz or not? I don't know. Unclear. It doesn't say he brought in chametz. We don't know if the guy brings in chametz. We know a certain behavior that he has. What's the behavior that he has? That while he's drinking, while he's eating, sometimes he's also serving. And it could be that he's going to end up, you know, running out in the middle. Does he have to check in that martef or not? Does he have to check in the pantry martef or not? So like this. If the Mishnah would just say makom shemachnizim bo chametz, so then I would say...
Well, it depends.
Makom shemachnizim bo chametz, I would say, if you know for a fact he brings in chametz in there, so then check. This guy doesn't know for a fact. So what am I going to say? Don't check. Zog the Mishnah, he writes the negative lashon. Makom she'ein machnizim bo chametz, you don't have to check. If you don't bring in chametz, you don't have to check. Meaning, let's say you don't know that you don't bring in chametz.
Then you have to check.
Then you do have to check. So here I have a situation where this guy... He's eating, he's pouring. What happened? Is it a makom shemachnis? Is it a makom shemachnis? Do I know for a fact he did bring in? Do I know for a fact he didn't bring in? Zok the Mishnah, let's bring out the yisoid. Let's bring out the klal with an incredible example. If you have a guy who is active, he's involved in chametz, and it could potentially end up a situation where he forgets himself, and he's going to go down and get the wine in the middle, that's a scenario of makom shemachnizim bo chametz. Now, does that really mean I know that he brought in chametz? Did it say, yes, he for sure brought in chametz? Do I know that for a fact? Maybe not. But do I have reason to assume that he brought in chametz? Yeah. There's a very logical, very valid possibility that he brought chametz in there. And therefore, Zakt Rashi... You have to don that as a makom shemachnizim bo chametz. That's the chiddush that the Mishnah is bringing out over here. Yeah.
Is there any place that wouldn't bring chametz in your house and saying it's not possible to any chametz there?
Well, it says
storage room.
That there a storage room which is not a pantry storage room, and even in the pantry storage room, only the first two shuros. So there are definitely certain situations where it's a makom shemachnizim bo chametz. No bedika.
I'm sure there's any case. I'm saying you can make up plenty of cases when someone brought chametz into a room that usually chametz doesn't go in there.
Okay.
So you should really be checking every single room. Because the possibility, like the same way in this wine cellar, that maybe he was middle of the meal.
So you want to say wait a second, maybe there's a possibility. Is this just simply maybe there's a possibility? Or there's even a reason to potentially be concerned? There's more than just maybe I could fabricate a situation. It's more than that. Because the guy actually holds bread while he's pouring.
He doesn't have to.
Sometimes he does. That's
what, because of a mistake or something?
No. Holding bread while he's pouring? Because that's natural behavior of waiters. He's pouring out the wine to people at the table, and he's also eating at the same time. That happens sometimes.
Yeah, so maybe he was holding a bag of snack when he went into the pantry, whatever, he went into the other wine cellar that usually doesn't have food.
So that's not something which we assume is going to happen. We don't assume that a guy in the middle of the meal is going to go into the storage wine cellar. In the middle of the meal,
why is that so?
Where's he going to go? He's only going to go to the pantry wine cellar.
The pantry is empty. Now he's got to go to the actual wine cellar.
Okay. So
is that so crazy?
Maybe the assumption is that in the middle of a meal, your pantry is not going to end up being empty. Right?
Not possible.
And if you have to actually leave and go all the way to ShopRite, you'll put down your sandwich before you go to ShopRite. Right? It's only in this situation where you have this tzat. So in other words, when do I have to check? When there's a possibility, when there's a reason to assume that chametz was brought in there. Do I need to know for sure chametz was brought in there? No. But do I need to know for sure chametz was not brought in there in order to be pater? Also not necessarily. Where's the hagdara? The hagdara is like this. If I have some reason to assume, some logical, valid tzad to be concerned, it becomes the begeder. If I have reason to assume that there's no concern b'chalal, then it's a getter in machnisim b'chametz. That's what's happening in this Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop over here. Be'ez Hashem, Lineder, we'll pick it up next time.
Well,
yeah, question.
If you want to stage Derisa, then we wouldn't need this.
Okay, no, but still, okay, good. Still, the question is, where does the Derisa apply?
What do you mean? If it's something deraisa, you would have to check.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, so maybe the question is it even considered a suffer, I guess? Is it even considered? I'll give you an example.
Thank you, Abby.
I'll give you an example, yeah? Let's say, I say, thank you, Ari. Yashikah. Now, I just looked away from the water. Maybe Treif just fell in my water.
Shall you touch it?
And not let her drink it. Suffer deraisa lochomra. Is that true?
No.
No, it's mutter. Imagine you just got yourself a plate, right?
I'm so scared. I'm like, all right, what'd you do?
This qualifies as a suffix.
In other words, you first have to be able to create what's called a reyesa. And then once you have the reyesa, so now it's mugder as a suffix.
Mm.
Right? Yeah.
Rashi says the lashon of hastaris instead of sharis. He says that it's in a seder, in an organization.
Yeah, very good. Organized,
What's the difference? Meaning, why do you have to say staris? I'm saying you could have just said any. I'm saying, does it have to be an organized way? You're talking about if your room is disorganized, are you fine? Meaning, if the wine.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Maybe if it was disorganized, so then maybe you would have to check everywhere. That's interesting, Ara.
Right, because the Gemara, the Mishnah didn't say necessarily staris, it just said.
Right, shtei shurais. So maybe Rashi's telling you it's only shtei shurais because it's organized. So he's going to follow that approach. But otherwise, if it's disorganized, then you have to check everywhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay,
thank you.
What were the three questions you were saying Rashi's dealing with?
What, which one?
This big Rashi now.
This big Rashi, yeah?
Just a few questions.
Yeah.
Three?
One is the, why do we need an example of the Mishnah? Why do we need this whole shakla v'taya? But no, I'm real.
I thought it was to get to the Mechikis B'Shalom V'Sol.
Okay, B'Seder, so we could discuss that, but why do you have to ask it in like a question form?
Okay.
Mel Amru.
Okay.
Right? That's one point. The other point is, why is it a negative Lashin, a Mechikis B'Shalom V'Sol, just say a positive Lashin?
For the Mel Amru.
Yeah. Second question. And the other Nekuda was, that you give me the klal, I'll just follow the klal. Why do I need anything more than that? It's very similar to the first point about why the question. But what Shalom was bothered by was that he's not familiar with Mishnayos that ask questions. Like, it's not the derech of Mishnayos.
Okay.
So the answer is because to just say the klal makom machnisin or makom shem machnisin, it's going to come across in a way which is not actually what we mean. If it says makom machnisin, so then you would think you vada bring in chametz there, that we have to be bodik. Or makom shem machnisin, you vada don't bring in chametz, and that's we don't have to be bodik, right?
Okay.
But that's not the get there. This example, this chakla v'tayra, brings out that there's more to it. The way Rashi's masbir, it's something that, as long as there's a reasonable cheshbin to be concerned, then you have a chiyuv b'dika. Then it becomes a makom shem machnisin.
Meaning it's being mander what's makom shem machnisin.
Exactly. That's right.
So that's the way to say it. When we see the bamam, that like you feel like that answers the question of why it's said in bamam.
I'm saying the way Rashi is masbir.
Where's Rashi addressing bamam? Like, do you feel that he's bothered by bamam?
I'm just saying because the way Rashi sets up the pshat of makom machnisim, even though it's not a real makom shem machnisim, I'm using that to explain. Maybe that's why the Mishnah needed to take this extra step and go through this shakl v'tayra. Why? Because to just write the klal would have been misleading.
Meaning, what case would you view? What would you not know about? What would not be clear?
A martif. If it would just say makom shem machnisin bo chametz, chayav b'bdika. Right? I would tell you. I could read the Mishnah like this: Or l'arbasar botkin as a chametz, l'araner bichol makom shem machnisin bo chametz. So I would think a martif is butter. Why? Because you don't bring a chametz to a martif. You bring chametz. You eat chametz at the suit. You don't bring chametz on the tzitzit.
Okay, let's say it's okay.
Even so now, a pantry matzah.
That's why it says the negative.
Even on the tzad of the negative,
yeah.
Makom she'im achnisin. So then I would think that it again. It's like arasof. It has to be that you mamish don't. But it's not tully in mamish yes or mamish no.
You think
that's what I should tell me? You mamish don't bring in chametz.
Therefore, ma'atir b'chayav potter.
Okay, good question.
Okay, you wouldn't know.
We could handle that.
You wouldn't know, you're saying.
Right, maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that's why the shackle of the tire is so helpful. Because it brings out that it's not so, you know, cut and dry.
Rather, what's a talion? It's talion.
Talion that there's a reasonable chashash, a reason to be concerned.
Any reason to be concerned is called makim shmach nisimba. It doesn't qualify zay makim nisimba.
That's right. That's right.
So that answers that question. And the first question was, ask him, what was the second question again?
It's really, there's three questions, really, two of them are very similar. Just once you have the klal, so why do we have the hamshich? Why do you ask it a question for him? Whatever. Mm-hmm. So you can ask like that. But the point is that once you have the klal, so you don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice.
Baruch Hashem.